Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Does the name William Sidney Porter ring a bell? No? Well, here's a clue. He was born in Greensboro on September 11th, 1862. Oh, and there's a new periodical in the Triad that bears his name. It's called O. Henry Magazine. And on this, the 150th anniversary of O. Henry's birth, O. Henry Magazine turns exactly one. The Greensboro-based arts and culture magazine has an outstanding stable of award-winning writers who know great storytelling just as well as they know their roots. The readership is expanding, O. Henry Magazine is thriving, and on its one-year anniversary, O. Henry wants to give back. So on Friday night, September 21st at 6:30, O. Henry Magazine is throwing a fundraising gala. Where else? The O. Henry Hotel in Greensboro, of course. Proceeds benefit the educational programs of the Greensboro Historical Museum, like local productions of O. Henry plays and the revival of the O. Henry Short Story Award. Decades ago, my guest today won that award. Since then, he's gone on to pen several best-selling books, and his work has appeared in more than 50 magazines and newspapers worldwide. He's founding editor of O. Henry Magazine, Jim Dodson.
The headline for us is that we're going monthly. We have been bi-monthly, and the response has just been fantastic. People in the Triad generally, but in Greensboro and High Point especially, you know, that it's been a long time since somebody's produced the kind of stuff that we've aimed to do, which is to find the very best writers. And we've got three of the best in Maria Johnson and Jim Schlosser and David Bailey. And we have wonderful writers who are coming along who all want to write for us. And the reason that is that I think we're a storyteller's magazine. My goal to steal the or borrow the genius of William Sidney Porter and tell stories about life, real events. So it's a beautiful magazine. We intentionally made it. It's larger. We put the magazine in places where people who shop or care about the arts and culture eat or dine or sleep or buy jewelry or whatever they do. We're in all the better supermarkets. And in that year, I think the nicest thing people say about the magazine is it's so much fun. They learn a lot, and people aren't stupid. When people pick up something and they know, they can see that you've lavished a lot of attention and time and interest in producing something, and it's authentic by people who are from here, who know here, that's a formula for success. And our advertisers have really come along very wonderfully. They are very enthusiastic about it.
Tell me a little bit more about this fundraising gala plan to raise money for O. Henry Plays.
Well, Dennis Quaintance, who's just a remarkable guy.
Owner of the Lucky 32 restaurant, among others.
And the new O. Henry Hotel, which is spectacular.
Beautiful hotel.
He's not only been an ardent supporter with advertising, but he's given us just great ideas. And so we got this idea. We work closely with the Historical Museum, and we had wanted to do something to sort of enhance the public love of O. Henry and opportunities for people to know about him. And I said, well, what if we created a great dinner, a kind of a dinner from 100 years ago when O. Henry was at his peak, and we showcased the plays, and we really create a menu from 100 years ago. And we just mentioned it to Dennis and his people, his wonderful chef and his fabulous staff at the O. Henry's taken off. And so it's going to be $150 and 150 people on the 150th birthday of O. Henry on the 21st of September. It's going to be a wonderful, fun night to raise money to sort of underwrite those plays permanently.
My thanks to best-selling author, recent recipient of the Order of the Longleaf Pine, and founding editor of O. Henry Magazine, Jim Dodson. On Friday night, September 21st at 6:30, O. Henry Magazine is throwing a fundraising gala at the O. Henry Hotel in Greensboro, of course, with a five-course gourmet meal, live music, visits from O. Henry play characters, and more. Proceeds benefit the educational programs of the Greensboro Historical Museum, and you'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.